Marlin Ministries, how may I help you?
Hey, is Lon there?
No, Lon's not available. Would you like his voicemail?
Or maybe you can point me in the right direction. Is there someone else there, like an office manager, CFO, that helps with the business finances?
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff.
1 second.
Good afternoon, Donna Lewis.
Hi, my name is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good, good. I know you're busy, so I really don't want to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer that our bank mailed out to your business. Looks like it was about two and a half weeks ago.
Yes.
And basically, it was based on some financing you guys did. Looks like for some capital with a lender in our network a couple years back.
Mm-hmm.
And so based on that and the business's DNB credit profile, we were able to pre-approve you guys for equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000 to $500,000. So I just wanted to kind of circle back with you and see what you had in the pipeline, if there was anything that you need financing.
Yeah, we just did it. So.
Oh, you just did it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Nice. What did you guys, who'd you guys go with?
Our own bank gave us the best deal.
Okay, just your local bank. Is it a local
bank?
Or?
It is.
Nice. So did you guys get a loan or a line of credit?
Well, we have both there, but this was a loan.
Oh, okay. Okay, how much was it for, if you don't mind me asking?
$225,000.
Oh, man, right where we could have done it.
Uh-huh.
So what kind of rate did you guys get?
A good rate.
Like,
end of disclosure.
No, I understand. So would you say, like, you know, is there a typical time of year you guys, like, evaluate for equipment at all then?
No, but this has been a while, you know. We waited to do this, and this is big. We probably won't do anything like big like this, you know, for some time.
Or
we're not planning on it, let's just say that.
Mm-hmm.
But this is kind of a one, you know, once every 5-10 years, because this equipment has a useful life of about 10 years.
So this was for equipment, it wasn't for just a regular loan?
No, this was equipment.
Oh, equipment financing, got it.
Mm-hmm.
Was it just one piece of machinery?
Yes.
Oh, what kind of stuff do you guys use? It's counters, right?
We manufacture countertops.
Mhm.
So it's stone cutting equipment.
Oh, stone cutting equipment. Are you guys granite or?
Granite, soft stone, laminate, corion.
Everything.
Yeah. Mhm.
Wow, that's like pretty rare, because I speak with a lot of different like millworks and countertop makers or cutters as well, and usually it's like everyone I speak to is all granite, so not really the quartz or solid surfaces or cultured marble and all that.
Well, that's what we manufacture. I mean, we don't really cater to, like, the homeowner.
Uh-huh.
We cater to home builders and to remodelers.
Okay.
That's who our customers really are.
Okay, so it's all business to business.
Yes, pretty much, yeah.
So then what kind of payment terms do you guys extend to your customers? Is it like a net 30, 60, 90?
Uh-uh. Net 30.
Net 30. Do you guys ever run into cash flow problems while waiting for a payment?
No, not for a long time. You know, when the economy went, crappy, you know. But it was internal financing then, so.
Oh, okay. So you guys just figured it out. How long have you guys been in the industry?
They've been in the industry since the 70s.
Oh, wow. So definitely pretty established then.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, they've seen the ups and the downs, and, you know, but, you know, we pretty much, that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, make countertops. That's what we do. We make them and we install them, but we also make them and someone else installs them, but that's not very much. Most of what we create, we install also.
Wow. I mean, it just sounds like you guys really know what you're doing. Are you guys growing at all?
Well, yes, but it's you know, they you know, we're a good size, and we sort of want to stay that way.
Okay, so just trying to kind of sustain where you're at now and kind of focus more on, like, day-to-day operations versus, like, focusing
exactly.
on growth.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
That
yeah.
makes sense. So, like, what do you guys, would you say gives you guys, like, an advantage over your competitors? Because it's probably pretty competitive out there in Arizona, right?
Well, I guess. You know, there's a lot of there's a lot of small companies. There's only, we only now have only one competitor.
Oh, really?
And
that's it?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Well, we only have one competitor that is equal to us. And we had more than that, but they all went out of business when the, you know, market tanked.
Oh.
But the others are, you know, small businesses who may be cutting stone out of their garage,
mm-hmm.
you know. And if they can, you know, if they can get you a better price, then go ahead. You
well,
know,
I mean,
you can get that stone. Right, we're very particular about our stone, and we're very particular about how it's made. So
and how it's cut, right? I bet that's like a huge factor.
Well, it is. if you don't measure it right, and you don't cut it right, and you don't prepare it right, it's not going to look very good when it gets to your kitchen.
Yeah, that's definitely what you don't want.
Exactly, to spend an awful lot of money for something that. Looks okay.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I mean, so far, I mean, it sounds like, you know, you guys took on that huge piece of equipment for the stone cutting. You guys aren't probably not looking to do anything in the immediate future. Would you have any need for capital at all? Like, if I could generate...
No, we don't need capital. That's, you know.
So no capital. I know
and we already have a line that we don't use, so...
Oh, okay. Well,
I mean, it's nice that we have it, and it's nice that we don't use it, but... You know.
No, definitely. I definitely understand that. Well, do you have, like, an email address? Maybe I could just follow up with you. That way you have my contact information on file.
It's ACCT.
Mm-hmm.
MANAGER.
Mm-hmm.
At Marlam, MARLAM.com.
Perfect. I'll go ahead and I'll send you an email here in just a few minutes. And then if it's okay with you, maybe I can just check up on you a couple times a year to see how business is going.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.